Welcome in, everybody. In today's episode, Sarah and I are going to be talking about the fabulous March promotions. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. But while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcast at the end of this episode. It's free and it would mean the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Okay, Sarah, you already know I'm super uber excited about one of the promotions. And it was my gateway oil to doTERRA and my holistic wellness path. Ding, ding, ding. Do you know what it is?
Lemon for 500, please.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? This month you can get lemon essential oil. And it's the product of the month, their 15 milliliter bottle. So what does that mean, Sarah? Explain to our listeners what the product of the month means.
So product of the month is for people who are part of our loyalty rewards program. So that just basically means if you put in an order every month, you're part of that loyalty rewards program, if you've signed up for it, right? It's like an auto ship program. But you get to change out whatever you want. It's not like automatically has to be this. You have the power to change it out to be whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And I know some people are like, oh, sometimes I forget. I have too. Let's be honest. Back in the day, I probably forgot once or twice. But for the most part, I never forget because I know exactly. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm running low on this. I'm running low on phytoestrogen. I need to make sure I get that in this month because now it's back. Mm-hmm. And so like there's things, right? So with the loyalty rewards program, we doTERRA collectively rewards people who put in 125 PV, so 125 product value points. And if you get that in by the 15th of the month, you get rewarded. You get rewarded for being on time with your orders and you get rewarded for spending a little bit more. And so this month, the product of the month is lemon. So you get that for free. That's mm-hmm. right, for free.
Yes.
When you place your 125 product value pointed order this month, before the 15th of the month, you will get your lemon for free. So that's a really awesome perk.
It is. So the loyalty rewards program with the product of the month of March being lemon. Is think of it as getting paid to shop. You get more discounts when you sign up for the loyalty reward program. And I don't know about you, but I love to get paid to shop. So we get points back every time we make a purchase for in our loyalty rewards program each and every month. And so to me, this was a great way in the beginning to stock up on free products that doTERRA was giving out depending on the month. I loved getting free wellness tools. I love the fact that this LRP program truly pays you to shop, invests back into your wellness when you are on the loyalty rewards program. There's just so many more perks. So my friends, lemon is my jam. Yes, it was my gateway oil. I forget what episode I kind of went into detail about it. However, this has really helped my body do the healing that it needed to have, you know, my liver and kidneys be a lot happier and for things to run more optimally. So I love, love lemon. It is a great supporter for you. It's great for, like I said, liver toxicity, you know, kidney support. It's a really great oil to have when many things are in bloom. Okay. We are coming into spring, right? It's the new beginning of the rebirth of Mother Nature. Right? We've had a lot of rain this winter across the states. So get ready for the big bloom. Lemon is a powerful tool to use in conjunction with lavender and peppermint in your diffuser. if you're comfortable taking essential oils internally, of course, consult your physician or consult who enrolled you to help educate you on the proper amount. However, that trio, lemon, lavender, and peppermint, is one that I turn to a lot during the springtime. So brain fog, you know, there's so many things that lemon helps with. It's a cleanser, right? People like to use over-the-counter things that are infused with so-called lemon because of the aroma and because of its cleaning power. However, we have the purest form and we can make our own cleaners. We can rejuvenate the energy within our house by diffusing this lemon. It's great for focus. And I know I already said that. Sarah, like, how do you love using lemon? And why are you so excited that you're going to get this for free this month? Because I already know your LRP order is going to hit that 125 PV minimum.
I have a hard time keeping it under 125. Like, I have a hard time keeping it right at that month. Like, my husband's always like, okay, can you try to keep it like under 250 this month? And I'm like, I'll try. I try so hard. I have a really hard time. So I wish I could put in two and get it like two orders and then just like break my order up into 125 and 125 and get two lemons, because that would be awesome. That would fit my needs every month. Mm-hmm. I love using lemon in like a couple of different ways. First of all, I like it in my water. I always have it generally in my purse, or at least maybe a sample size bottle of it in my purse to go. Okay. Newsflash. Sarah is very particular about her water. Like, I have a really hard time drinking sippy water and I'm a water snob. It's okay. I can admit it. And I'm okay with being a water snob. But have you ever gone to a restaurant and their water tastes a little funky? Like, have you ever done this? Because I have. I've lived in lots of different places and I've traveled to lots of different places. And the one thing, I love water. I don't really like getting soda. I don't drink soda. I haven't drank soda in forever. I don't really drink milk and I don't drink alcohol. So water's kind of my thing. So I like it in my water. And so I will always order water. And I will put drops of lemon in my water to like make it taste better. And I also know it's cleaning that water. It's doing a little purification process in that water. Mm-hmm. So you never know what kind of gunk is in that water. Mm-hmm. So that's probably my number one way to use lemon. I obviously love diffusing it. I love the nice citrusy smell. I liked diffusing it with peppermint and lemon and peppermint together when my kids were younger as a homework help. Great diffuser right there. And then the other way I like to use lemon, this is going to sound so silly, but if you know me really well, you know I love office supplies. I like my whiteboards and whiteboard markers. If you leave it on a whiteboard too long, kind of like your whiteboard kind of gets funky. And lemon oil works magic to remove all the old marker stuff. You don't have to like go over it. Like, I know that that's a thing. Like, that's a little tip, you know, people are like, oh, just go over it with some more. But then you get like the little weird fibery thingies. Have you ever had that? Like, ew. So I just like to like use my lemon oil and I like to make it all nice and fresh. It smells amazing. So why not? Right. And the gunky stuff, like getting gunky sticker stuff. Have you ever like purchased something from a store and it's got like that sticker on it and then you're trying to get the gunky sticker off? I love lemon for that. So lemon's like this all purpose, like use it for everything. I do. My husband uses it a lot for those seasonal times that Vicky was talking about earlier with lemon and peppermint and lavender. Mm-hmm. Love it for that too. Also, Vicky talked about when she talked to you about her story, that was on like episode 5, way back at the very beginning when we first started talking about our podcast, we talked about lemon extensively. And so I bet you're going to find her story on episode 5, along with that lemon episode. So mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. It's really good. I have a child with dyslexia, and so it's really good to help her with her homework and like being able to focus and helping her with some of her learning disabilities and some of the mental blocks that come with that.
Oh, absolutely. And I can speak to that. I also have dyslexia, and it just makes my brain feel and work a little bit easier. so I'm not traveling uphill in the snow barefoot kind of thing. And you're probably like, wait, what? No, you get it. If you get it, you get it. It is extremely refreshing. And Sarah, I'm so glad you brought up the whiteboard and removing stickies, right? I'm telling you, as someone that's been in the classroom for 13 years, like it is a lifesaver. Okay. All you teachers, all you educators, anybody in an office setting that you still uses whiteboards, you know, when you use the eraser, it just smears it. You walk away and you can see the smear of the color. You can take your finger and like wipe it and you can see where it's truly not clean. My friends, lemon works better than any, this lemon essential oil works better than any product I have ever tried. And I've pretty much tried them all for the whiteboard. Okay. One, they smell horrible. There's always a residue. Y'all, do yourself a favor. I'm telling you, get a little sprayer bottle. That's what we did. We put a little bit of water with some lemon and shook it up. And we sprayed and we just took a paper towel or a terry cloth and wiped it away. Oh, it's so good. It's so satisfying as well. And all of like those stickers on all the things for like back to school or whenever you buy something, right? I just bought a container, an organizer container yesterday, no joke. And I need to get the sticky label off because, of course, when you try to pull it off, majority stays behind. Sarah's rolling her eyes because it is just the never-ending battle of the sticky
That was
lemon, y'all. No joke. I just put one drop on it and I let it sit for like 10 seconds, not even. I take my finger with very light pressure and it just starts to peel and wipe off. Oh, and done.
I
Yeah.
love
Like
it.
it doesn't it even work with Sharpie? Am I making this up or does it work with Sharpie?
No, it works with Sharpie. I'll say on a lot of surfaces. I won't say on all surfaces.
Oh, so good.
I'm sure there's one, but it will at least definitely lighten it. So when I'm using Sharpie, sometimes what I will use is lemon with rubbing alcohol. That generally works 90% of the time. I'm not
Oh,
gonna say
perfect.
every time, but like
A good chunk of the time.
a good chunk of the time, like fabrics or fabric-like substances or paper. Obviously, it's not going to work on those, but or wood. You know, it doesn't really work on real wood. Like, but if you've got like a finish on the wood, typically it will work there too. But I don't want to say every because I don't want to like make claims and then somebody get mad at me that I said you said it works on everything. It doesn't work on everything. Almost everything.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, I mean, you amazing listeners out there listening to this podcast episode, I really think you feel and understand how excited Sarah and I are to get this product of the month for free. A 15 milliliter bottle of lemon will absolutely be used in my house, and I actually do not go without having a backup lemon. Like, that's how much I'm obsessed and love the support this oil brings to my life and my family's
Yeah,
life.
it's so good for kidney support and urinary tract and support, like all the things. So good. Okay, so our next product we're going to kind of highlight is the Abode Concentrate Cleaner. So this is 10% off this month and 10% off single, or you can do the four pack. It's 10% off of either one. So we're not going to discriminate. You want to get lots of it, which, okay. I'm going to put a plug in for the four pack because you're getting it for A for 10% off the entire four pack. And you can kind of stock up right this second. Like it just kind of makes sense, right? Instead of just buying one bottle, buy four. And you will get the discount on all four bottles. So get
And
the
it's
four.
cheaper when you buy the pack. And that's typically how it goes with any company. It's you can buy one a la carte or they group a pack together, which doTERRA does a four pack. Those bottles per bottle is cheaper than the single. And then 10% off. So like it's a compound effect of savings that makes sense.
And I love the Abode Cleaner. Holy crap, it's so good. Like, it's so good. Okay. Let's talk about cleaning for a second. Do you ever get, okay, I live in Indiana. Okay, no secret there. We have the hardest water, I swear, on the planet. Like and we have a water softener, and our water is still full of so much sediment and goopy stuff. And no matter what we do, what type of filtration system we have, there's always slight smell of sulfur. It's terrible. Like, I hate, remember, water snob? I hate my water. Yeah, I have a Berkey filter. Let's be honest. I have Culligan as well. I have a Culligan filter and a Berkey filter in order to get rid of all the
as
things.
As much as you can. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I love the Bode cleaner for my bathroom. Like, it's amazing. It really helps with that hard water on my showers, in my bathtub, in my sinks. It really makes a big difference. I love it in my toilets. Like, I really, really, really appreciate a Bode for cleaning all things in my bathroom, because it just makes everything better, smells better, and it gets out some of that deposits and stuff, and makes my everything cleaner.
Okay, we need to pause because we're going to have a conversation about this. Because I'm so incredibly curious. I love a Bode and I have a Bode. However, I use the On Guard Cleaner Concentrate for my toilets, for my bath, because we've had the On Guard Cleaner Concentrate for massive amounts of years. So I'm just habitual and like do the same thing, right? I use a Bode mainly in my kitchen. However, moving to Arizona, the state I currently live in, from California, the water here, and I am an ingredients, like, it's just different. I'm not saying California had the best water, not by any means. However, it's different. And I'm noticing the formulation of the sediment around my like sink. Y'all, I live in a brand new house a year and not even a year and a half into it. I shouldn't be having this buildup this fast. Like, I noticed buildup a couple months into living in our house. So you're telling me, like, what I heard is you say that using this has helped decrease the accumulation of the sediment. Okay, so you need to explain now how you do this. Do you do it like the instructions with your, you know, reusable bottle, put the whole tube and just like spray it and leave it for a bit? Or do you like dab it with the pure concentrate?
So I've just been using, so doTERRA has these awesome spray bottles, and on the spray bottles, it's got the line. Okay. So you're putting in this much water. This is your water line, and this is your cleaner concentrate line. Okay.
Yep.
And I've just been following those guidelines. Nothing fancy, nothing exciting. I've been following those guidelines. I just spritz and leave it maybe like, okay, so I'll spritz one section, then I go to maybe another sink and spritz that sink, because we have, you know, dual vanity. And so I'll spritz one sink, spritz that sink, and maybe I'll spritz the toilet seat because I'm coming over there next. Okay.
Correct.
Order. Then I go back, wipe down this sink. Then I wipe down the toilet seat, flip the toilet seat up, spray inside of there while I go and start spraying down the tub.
Sarah, we are the same person. I'm laughing. You can't see this because we're not posting this on YouTube yet. However, I'm like, girl, like, did you just like bilocate into my body and do exactly what I do in the bathroom? Okay, that's so simple. But I will be switching now. I'll use my Abode spray bottle.
Just try. I mean, obviously, your mineral deposits might be slightly different than my mineral deposits, right?
Girl, because I'm going to use it. I'm going to make it work.
We live in obviously different parts of the country. So I'm not going to make a claim saying it works on every single hard water stain. It's going to take all the rust away or anything like that. But I will say, for where I live, I clean, it works really well. Is it going to get every last stain out? Probably not. But neither does like bleach, guys. Bleach doesn't even get out.
It's so toxic for us too, unfortunately.
Even use bleach, you know, everybody's like, well, it kills germs. Like, hospitals don't even use bleach, you guys. Hospitals don't use bleach. Why are we bringing it into our house? Hospitals don't even use it, because everybody's like, well, I want, you know, to be super like clean and not have germs, and I want to have everything. Okay, hospitals are the germiest places on the planet, right? And they don't use bleach. Why? You got to ask yourself, why don't hospitals use bleach? They don't even use bleach when they're washing laundry. Those sheets, blankets, towels, all the things that all the sick patients have been using. They don't even use bleach there. So why are we bringing it into our homes?
Great question. Exactly. And I'm going to save it for a different podcast, but I could have a really large soapbox about how our educational systems, institutions use products, not everybody, use products that claim to disinfect and clean. But the side effect and the reality of the habitual use is actually causing more harm than good on our overall wellness. It's mind blowing. It's a rabbit hole. I'm just letting you know. But you know, the more you know, the more you know, and the better choices you can have. This abode essential oil, right, that is included in the formulation of the abode cleaner concentrate that is at 10%. These are the ingredients, okay? If you're new to essential oils, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is long, but I don't know what these do. If you're a seasoned essential oil user with doTERRA, this is going to make sense on why it works so well. The main ingredients is distilled lime, lychee, cassia, lemon eucalyptus, tea tree, arbor vitae, eucalyptus, cilantro, lavandin, and lemon myrtle.
That is powerful. Powerful heavy hitters right there. Like in the cleansing world alone, like, okay, we'll talk about the emotional properties in a few minutes, but just in the like cleansing your home, cleansing your environment, lime. Oh yeah. Really great. Right. People, you commercial cleaners have lime in them. Lychee. Lychee is like powerhouse. Okay. Lychee is so good. Cassia, that's like a cousin to cinnamon. So many good antibacterial properties. Lemon eucalyptus, that's in a lot of our sprays for getting rid of bugs.
Oh, the tear shield
repellents. Like, it's in different repellents. I mean, I'm just talking commercial stuff. I'm not even talking about like what's in our bug repellent. I'm talking about what's in commercial ones. Lemon eucalyptus is one of those ones. Tea tree can be used in those. Arbor vitae, like the studies that have been done on arbor vitae alone with like keeping pests away is like mind blowing.
Yeah. Well, keeping pests away and keeping your immune system like heavily supported. This is like my apocalyptic. It's in my apocalyptic to go bag. Basically, arbor vitae.
Yeah, this should be in everybody's bug out bag, man. Okay. And then you got eucalyptus, which we know is a huge, wonderful supporter to cleanse the air, to cleanse all the things. And you've got cilantro. Oh my goodness. Can we just like cilantro needs to be, we need to do a podcast just on cilantro, because the things that I learned from some of doTERRA's doctors on cilantro alone. Mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing what the cleansing power of cilantro.
Well, that's why it's in Zendocrine. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. And that should be a whole other conversation as well, an exciting one to dive into.
Yeah, and then lavandin, that's like a cousin to lavender, but it has some different properties that lavender has. It's not quite as the calming, but it has more of those antiseptic properties. And then you've got lemon myrtle. You guys, lemon myrtle has been used for thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of years in different things of cleansing the body, preparing the body for burial in different rituals. So, okay, those just alone right there. If you're not excited about using abode in your home, you could be after I just told you all that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, think of it, the repercussions that are not discussed with our over-the-counter so-called cleansers and all of that. We as consumers truly need to open our eyes and minds to what happens after. I know without a doubt that when I'm tapping into these holistic options, like this abode cleaner concentrate, I don't have to worry about the aftermath. I understand it's doing its job. I understand it's not ruining my lymphatic system, my nervous system. Like, there's no repercussions for me on a physical level or an emotional level that's left behind after the cleaning's over. There's so much peace of mind.
Yeah. I mean, why do we want to use chemicals? And when we start looking at the studies of what certain chemicals, cleaning chemicals and weed killing chemicals that are on the market and some different things and what they cause in our children, in our own brains and all, oh, so many hormone disruptors. I mean, we could go on and on. So I won't, but I want to, but I won't.
I well, let's love talk about abode on the emotional level.
It's just going.
Girl, I love it. Okay, keep going. Accountability. Let's go.
I love that it's the oil of accountability. And I love that it helps us to cut through the distraction and the distortion of life. And it helps us to be see where we have some maybe some toxic or parasitic relationships in our life and codependent behaviors and just those lower nasty vibrations that we usually that we can get ourselves entangled and enmeshed in. Helps us to recognize how we are contributing to our to these unhealthy dynamics that are happening in our lives. And anyway, I really love this oil for the emotional side because it is a powerful cleanser environmentally, but like for our emotions, this thing, this oil is so phenomenal for our emotions alone. Like really cleanse it out, really just kind of, I love this one. I'm just going to read this one sentence because normally I try to paraphrase, but this one sentence is so good. When it's time to make serious changes, create movement in stagnant situations, this blend throws open the doors and clears the way. Like, you just have like this idea of like this, just opening up these double doors and just throwing them open, being like, out of my way. We are, it's time to clean house.
Yeah. And it gives you that energetic permission to do so. It kind of catapults you in that direction. These oils, these blends, they never do the work for you, but they allow a clearer path for you to do that work. That's one of the most brilliant connections that Mother Earth in these little brown bottles can do for us. And I really hope that you tap in to the abundance that's there for us, for everybody. I love another sentence from the emotions book. That's what we're, you know, that's what we base all of this from. It is a powerful resource for anybody and everybody. Sarah and I are certified emotions coaches, you know, essentially emotions coaches. And so we use this book in our practice and it's very, very empowering. And the sessions that I have with my clients, and I know the sessions that Sarah has with hers, are very powerful in their own way. And Sarah's shaking her head like, yeah. So there's a sentence with this abode for accountability. It says, this blend will help inspire them with positive solutions and support them as they realign their course. Y'all, we are 3 months into the first, you know, we're almost at the end of the first quarter of the year. Realignment is necessary. We can have all the ideas, all of the visions, and that's great. But sometimes we can get veered off course. I'm speaking because that's my truth. I always need to pivot and be realigned with my vision. And that's fine. I'm okay with it. I now recognize it. And so this is an oil to help you get realigned, get back. And it's an option. It's an option for anybody and everybody.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Using this for emotional purposes, I would say aromatically, number one would be aromatically. Cleanse out that space, cleanse out the mental and emotional debris you've got going on there. If you would like to use it physically, I would say heavily dilute because it's got powerhouse oils. Like, dude, powerful oils. Can I just say that? Like, super powerful. I would dilute heavily and put it on the bottoms of your feet. That would be my recommendation. If you're like, oh no, I absolutely feel like I need to use this as a cleanser. Okay, cool. But just beware, I'm suggesting that it's going to be heavily, heavily diluted and then on the bottoms of your feet only. I'm not gonna, it's just because it's got such powerful cleansers and that your skin could be irritated because of how powerful this is. But yeah, I would definitely use it in that diffuser of yours.
It's so good. I like, yeah. So I'm excited. You've learned Lemon is free because it's the product of the month. You just learned that the Abode cleaner is 10% off, whether you buy the one or buy the pack of four. And then there's two more that we're going to quickly highlight for you. So Sarah, what's the next one?
So we're going to talk just very briefly, but we have got the Malama blend. So Malama blend, that is our nurturing blend. And it also comes with, or you can purchase it with, you can purchase it separately, but you can also purchase it with our
bubble salt
diffuser, which is pretty dang cool. I have not had the opportunity as of this recording to actually play with it in person. So I'm kind of excited to see what comes about with that. The salt diffuser. I don't know if I've ever been around a salt diffuser. I mean, I have, but I don't know if it's the same thing. So I don't want to talk too much about what I've experienced in the past and it not be the exact same thing as what we have. But Malama, oh my gosh, you guys. I love Malama. Now, it is not, full disclosure, it is not in our emotions book. And it is very much a once in a while thing. We hardly ever, we don't have it very often. I think we have it like once in a while, we'll have it at Christmas time. And there was the restorative cream Christmas, the lotion that we had at Christmas. So we don't get it very often, but Malama is, it's amazing. It's basically it, Malama. I can't remember how it said, but anyway, there's this phrase that it's Hawaiian. And so there's a phrase that Hawaiian people use, and it's to care for. Malama means to care for. So when you take care of the land, it takes care of you.
Yeah.
The general idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Malama is beautiful. It's so good. It's uplifting. It's bright. It's engaging. It helps to energize. Helps us to refresh our personal and our work surroundings. Again, it's that clearing out those mental and emotional cobwebs that are happening. This is doTERRA is so intentional when they bring out products, right? Like cleansing our environment physically with Abode. We're focusing better with Lemon, and now we're uplifting and creating an engaging atmosphere with our Malama. So it's very, well, I love it in my laundry, by the way, guys. Very uplifting, and it helps us to really focus in on being cared for and caring for others.
Yeah, I mean, they perfectly labeled it as the nurturing blend, like you said, for a reason. The blend, you know, a couple oils in this blend, I'm not going to read the entire ingredient list, but it's wild orange and coriander, cedarwood, amaryllis, ylang ylang, and a couple others. And to me, I love, and I was sharing this with Sarah before, you know, we hit the record button, but I love using this in my sugar scrub. Adding, I think I added maybe 20 or 25 drops into the amount I had. And, you know, with the exfoliation of it and this oil blend, Malama, it's just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It, you know, some people have used the term Roman chamomile is like a bear hug, like just a comforting connection. Malama is definitely a player in that. It's comfort from within, and the aroma profile and the essential oils, the oil chemistry that's included in the blend allows me personally to tap into that feeling. I'm sorry, who wouldn't want to have that feeling, right? That's what Malama does for me. And Sarah, I mean, Sarah loves this oil. So I know she feels similarly in that way.
I do. Before we started, I was like, oh, because it's been, it's a limited edition oil that's come out a couple of different times now. 2 years ago, I believe, is when it first came out, because I remember purchasing oil bottles back a couple of years ago. And it's good. But anyway, I have like five bottles now, which I just told Vicky, I will be getting my sixth and probably seventh bottle this month.
No shame, girl. No shame.
So I can do it. But it's got one of the best ingredients it has in there is Hawaiian sandalwood. And we in doTERRA, we have two different sandalwoods. We have our Hawaiian sandalwood and we have our Indian sandalwood. And there's not a ton of difference constituent wise and chemically, but there is enough where we can talk about them as two separate ones. The Hawaiian sandalwood is a little bit more supportive in like decision making, in nurturing. It's just a little bit more, it gives you a little bit more oomph of support rather than the Indian sandalwood. And it really helps if you're really into your chakras. It's really good for the upper chakras, right? Your brow
crown
chakra, your crown chakra, it's, you know, throat chakra. It's all good for the upper chakras. It really helps to open things up, to clear away. Again, like I said, kind of clear away those cobwebs of when you're overthinking, and just helps you to have that deeper connection and more grounding.
I love it. Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. And I, you know, we're trying to make this short and sweet for you. How are we doing, guys? Let us know in the comments how you're liking the length of our podcast episodes. It's when Sarah and I get started, we get extremely passionate in what we are sharing with you, because it's, you know, from many years of use, many ways of trying and doing, and sandalwood, no joke. I energetically like connected with Hawaiian sandalwood because I have it in my bathroom. It's great for your skin, but I tend to not use it as much because I have like this FOMO ridiculous fear of when I'm out, I can't get it anymore, which is an absolute lie. Okay. I'm not subscribing to that idea anymore. However, I was using it over my throat chakra, and I kid you not, can't make this up. I literally put a drop on my head. I didn't know, like, I don't retain all of this information all of the time. It's just constantly going back to it, refreshing my brain. So when you, Sarah, just said, you know, it is especially good for your upper chakras, your throat chakra, your crown chakra, I was like, I did that without even knowing, because my body knew. Like, how cool is that? How cool are these oils? Pretty freaking cool, if you ask me. So I just had to share that story because why not? It's so amazing. I love the connection that we all get the opportunity to tap into. It's brilliant. Okay, before we wrap up with the scoop of the day, there is one thing to bring to attention, and I'm going to let Sarah share that with you real fast.
Yeah, so if you're a citrus bloom lover, I'm a citrus bloom lover, and there is the Citrus Bloom Roller Touch. Our supplies are running extremely low. That was a limited edition, limited time only. You could only get it until supplies last, but supplies are running super low. So if that's something you want to get, as of this podcast, it's running low. By the time, I mean, this podcast will go out next week, but like, by then, I'm not sure if there'll be any left. So I didn't want to spend too much time on it because that Citrus Bloom roller bottle could be gone by the time we even actually publish this episode. So I didn't really want to spend a whole lot of time on it. But if that's something that you love, go ahead, go check. And if it's there, you better get it. I'm just saying. Yeah. Let's get it now.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, it's not coming back. I mean, you can't say it'll never come back because doTERRA never does that to us. But like, it may not come back for a long time, and it may be doTERRA's like, oh, this was great. But I don't, to my very limited understanding in through the leadership ranks, it's not coming back.
So just PSA, Are you ready for the scoop of the day? I think you are because I'm ready as well. So my scoop of the day, my friends, has to do with lemon. Are you surprised? Okay. Lemon essential oil. Springtime is coming. There's a couple scoops real fast. If you are one to clean your fruits, because it's fruit season, right? There's just an abundance of delicious fruit coming down the pipeline to us. However you wash it in the sink or a bowl, if it is not plastic, add a couple drops of lemon into the mixture of that water, and it will really help to pull things out, to cleanse your fruit. Dump the water, rinse it out. I have found my fruit to taste better, to be less dirty, just all good things. And in the food world, if you don't have lemons, you can substitute with lemon oil. You can. Like, I have marinated for shrimp tacos, lime and lemon. And Sarah's shaking her head because she's like, yes, all the things. It's such a, like, I want you to remember and tap into the fact that if you don't have the actual fruit, you can go to the essential oil. Chemistry is different, right? However, it still packs that punch. So if you love shrimp tacos, this is my last scoop. I have too many. I'm going to narrow it down to the two. If you love shrimp tacos, lime essential oil, lemon essential oil, I'm telling you, oh my gosh, it's delicious. So there's your scoops, y'all.
I'm drooling. I don't know about the rest of you, but now I think it's time for tacos. I wanted burritos yesterday. And all I really, really want to go do is go to San Diego and have really good burrito. Like, I miss a couple of local taco shops. Then they have the best burritos in the world. Just saying. Anyway,
they do.
Okay, so I do use lemon in my cooking often. So I have used lemon as a substitute, actually, making jam. So if you are a jam maker, if this is like your thing, you like to make jam, I have substituted lemon oil in my jam recipes instead of the lemon juice. And I will tell you right now, the color and the clarity. I mean, I sound like I'm talking about a diamond, but the color and the clarity of my jam is so amazing. It's so beautiful. It doesn't get my strawberry jam just stays this gorgeous red color, and it never gets like that dark color of strawberry jam sometimes gets.
Like the burgundy color it can turn.
Yeah, it's like really pretty red, and it just is gorgeous for my strawberry jam. I gotta say, wow, that is one of my secrets. When people ask me, how do you get your jam to be so beautiful? Lemon oil. It's lemon oil. I like to use lemon oil instead of lemon juice. So I do use lemon oil for preserving purposes instead of lemon juice. So there's one little scoop for you. But my main scoop is actually on Malama. Malama is a wonderful oil. It is, if you have not had the pleasure of trying it yet, I'm going to encourage you to really use this time to get some of your, to use this, get this limited edition oil, get it. I think you're allowed 4 per person. And if you want a little trick here, you can get 4 Malamas with your bubble diffuser. And then you can also get 4 Malamas just by themselves. So technically you could get 8 when you're a kid. It's just a little secret between us friends, right?
Yeah. Mum's the word.
Just saying, if you have an obsession like I do, that's how you can in the system. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.